Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swatner. On today's program, we talk with vocalist Tina Hazy Finley, who performed at the Indianola Tunes and Treats concert earlier this month.
Indianola Parks and Rec Tunes and Treats concert. First of all, what was it like coming here and performing today?
Absolutely great. Great vibe in the room. I feel like the people were so ready for it and appreciative. And it's like I said to them, what could be better than blues and jazz in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, with cookies after? So it was awesome.
Well, you don't need much more to convince me to attend a concert, that's for sure. Talk a little bit about the sets that you performed today. I mean, did you have anything specific in mind? This was generally a concert maybe for older people, but did that factor, or is it just kind of business as usual for you?
Well, we literally did not have much of a set list. I mean, we've been at it for a while now that we have a lot to choose from, but we literally came in and just read each other and read the room and made choices on the spot the entire time, with the exception of our closer. We did a closer called I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl, made famous by Nina Simone, and that's our signature closer. But everything else, it was completely spontaneous, and I thought it worked today.
Well, Rob had to go. I'm hoping to get a chance to talk to him later. I know you and him work together. Talk a little bit about that partnership.
Well, you know, I've been very fortunate to get to work with him, because before I did, he's been around longer than me. And I was an admirer of his from afar. And so fast forward to today, we have now done a lot of shows together. In fact, we won the duo category for the Iowa Blues Challenge. So we were the champions and represented Iowa at the International Blues Challenge together, and in Memphis that they have every year. And so, yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure, because he's a pro and he just makes it very effortless.
Well, it seemed like a lot of feedback, and the folks here were enjoying it today. What'd you think of the Indianola crowd?
Great. I have never been to this particular place before, but it certainly is very nice, and it's well taken care of. I feel like we left them wanting. The people were very positive, and I was feeding off the energy, and we were trying to give it. We were creating a feedback loop together.
Well, perfect. Good to hear. Talk a little bit about performing over the last several months compared to what it was over the past year. I know I've gotten a chance to talk to a lot of musicians. It's great to be back in front of crowds again. What was that transition like from maybe not being able to perform to all of a sudden being back?
Well, it's certainly had challenges, and I have been lucky enough to continue performing, albeit in a very reduced capacity, over the entire time. But I'm also a vocal coach, so I've been dealing with my singers too, where it's like, we haven't been singing as much, so we've got to work on, you know, getting our voices back in good shape. And the songs that we used to sing regularly, like today, I had a couple panics, because it's like, I usually can just assume I know songs, but it's like, oh, it's been a really long time. I have to did you see me dive for the phone? I went diving for the phone to consult on lyrics, because it's like, oh, I don't really know. I have to refresh my memory, because it's been months and months since I sang these. So we're getting back in the swing, slowly but surely.
I hadn't even thought of that. I thought maybe the vocal muscles, but I forgot about just the repetition on the songs as well. So that's interesting to hear.
Yep.
How can people learn a little bit more about you and your music?
Well, they can look me up on Facebook. They can look me up as a part of my band, Diva and the Deacons, Facebook page. We're big Facebook people. And if anyone wants to get a hold of us for a gig, we have authorized that our information be passed out from here. If they want to contact here at the Indianola Activity Center and ask for Becky, and she can forward our information along too.
Thanks to Tina Hazy Finley for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.